connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
W-A-R-C-Y.
W-A-R-C-Y, 26 KJ.
Well, my campus has no power this morning. There's trees down. It's just a big mess. But Starbucks across the street's open, so guess where I'm going?
Gotta get coffee from somewhere.
Definitely so. How's the Memphis area? I mean, we're right in the middle of it, and we've still got storms coming throughout the day from Wisconsin that I've been tracking since, like, 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have anything major today by far. I think, it's cooled off, so I'm thinking it's going to be that much convection.
Yeah, I kind of agree with your point, but like I said, the radar looked at 24-hour radar, and the first storm that came through early in the evening had like four more behind it coming from Wisconsin to the northwest. Oh, wow, we got a major branch down here that's blocking the road. Holy cow. Yeah, we can't get out of our subdivision right now. We can get in, but you can't get out. Yeah, it's a mess over here. But, excuse me, yeah. But the east side of DeQuinder and Warren's all lit up. It looks like Kroger's open as well. So, all right, well, I will let you go. I just wanted to see if there's anybody out here. And we'll catch up with you later. W-A-R-C-Y.
I was
going to
downtown.
All
right, I'll be out about 73. Okay, take you.
You're connected to CNN Network.
W-A-F-U, W-A-R-C-Y.
Good morning.
Well, it's not a good morning when you have no power. It went up big time at 3 o'clock this morning. Called Starbucks. They're open, so I just got here now to have coffee at least.
Well, there you go. Ours went out, I think, 11. It was back on by 2. Man. So hopefully yours won't be out long. When did it go out?
Went out about 3 o'clock this morning, and we have a lot of downed trees. The exit side to my campus, the side that you exit on, is all blocked by trees. You can get in on one side, but you can't get out the other. And walking between the front door and campus, there's downed trees and limbs everywhere.
Wow. Must have really been something come through. And it's not around here. I don't see any down limbs or anything like that. So, must have been a little burst right by you.
Well, transformers went out, and I sent you a video. Something out to the south and west of us at 3 o'clock in the morning caught fire, and you can see the glow in the video. It's only about a 30-second video. To the south and west of the campus, like towards maybe 11 and John R. That was a big flare. Fire trucks were everywhere, so I don't know. All right, well, here comes my stuff, so.
You didn't have to put it in a bag. You didn't have to put it in a bag. You guys are spoiling me. I'm going to need a bag to walk all the way over there.
All right, I will let you go. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Yep, I'm staying home today, so I'm probably going to go turn the radio off and go lay back down for a bit. Have fun. W8FU.
Yeah, I've been up the big boom happened, so, yeah. There's no lights on the cylinder or anything. Looks like from Dollar General down at night. Dollar General building across the Starbucks is lit up, and everything north towards 12 Mile on the Madison High side is lit up. All right, I'll catch up with you later. Get some sleep. W8RCY.
K8RUH.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY. Good morning, Anthony. I have no power this morning.
Yeah, I heard you and Sean chatting. I was on the phone. Yeah, I'm very lucky. I do have power. Excuse me, I do have power. That was quite a storm that whipped through around 3 a.m. And then we had a second one that hit about 45 minutes later. Not nearly as impactful, but still pretty bad.
Yeah, that's about when my power went out. It went out a couple times earlier. You may have heard me talking about it. Yeah, but 3 o'clock was the big boom, and, yeah, something towards the area of 11 and John R. just, like, caught fire, and you can see the smoke and the flames and everything else. As power was still going out, but we, on my campus where I live, we got a lot of downed trees just trying to get in and out of the campus. You can get into the campus, but it's like a divided boulevard entrance, and the exit side's all blocked by fallen trees. So we're going to have some cleanup out here today for sure.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Sean. Does Sean have power?
His was in and out, and I think it's out now, but he's got generators, and he's going to be staying home today, from what I understand.
Gotcha. Yeah, mine went out for a few minutes at, 3:05, 3:10, and luckily came right back on just long enough for me to wake up and realize it was out. And then it was a hell of a storm. I was shocked. My street was flooded. I spent about 30 minutes on the storm grates in front of my house and across the street trying to get the street to drain before I could leave this morning. It was quite the treat.
Yeah. I remember those days in St. Clair Shores where my parents' house was. They had to keep the storm drains open as well. Okay, well, I think Sean went back to bed because he said he was going to turn the radio off. That's why he's probably not chiming in. So I will let you go. I will let you work okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I was going to ask you about how you're if you're able to use the new route again now that the freeway ramps are open that we talked about the other day. But that's another time. I'll let you get to work safely. W8RCY, we'll catch up with you later.
All right, we'll catch up with you soon, K8RUH.
Hello, Echo, he's talking about Lima Yankee radio check.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8GD. NAWRO, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like today is a repeat of yesterday, huh?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't had a chance to look at the forecast there. But yeah, last night was it was kind of fun.
I haven't looked at the outage map yet. Did Sean get his power back, or don't you know?
No, he hasn't got his power back, but Donald's is out. And maybe Donald might want to give us an update. NAWRO.
Trying to give you an update, but we doubled. Talked to Sean this morning. He's staying home. He has no power. It's intermittent. My power went out at 3 o'clock this morning at the campus. We got down trees, we got down power lines, we got a mess over here.
When did you guys get that storm? What time? Was it the 11 o'clock one or the 3 a.m. one?
Sorry, I just walked in the door from Starbucks. I had to get coffee. 11 o'clock one knocked out the power a couple times. It came back on. I went to bed 3 o'clock this morning. The big one knocked everything out. We had a fire in the area of 11 Mile and John R. You can see the smoke and flames through the rain. And, yeah, I just got back from Starbucks because I needed coffee and I had to get my phone charged up a little bit.
Aren't you significantly in the air? So if you're out of power, it means you got to take the stairs.
We have a backup generator that only powers the essentials. We have lights in our hallway. Elevators do work, and though it's non-functional, we have some food stored there for emergency purposes. So the refrigeration units are working there. Hopefully the elevators are working. Hopefully I lost enough weight to run through the stairs now.
I caught about half of that. Tim, what do you say? Did you catch anything better?
Yeah, you got some backup over there, Donald. That's good to hear that. The elevators are on backup because the one area my brother was at years ago in Utica did not have that. So, but I can see where it's actually needed at your facility. So, yeah, getting a little scratchy there, but keep us posted.
Sorry about that. Been around in my apartment. I'm on RF. My node does not power up right now. So, yeah. But I will do my best to keep you guys posted. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And we'll be standing by. WARCY.
Keep up the good fight. All right. Well, the bad thing about him, Tim, is that he was going to lose his air conditioning on a day like today.
NAWRO, yeah, that's another one. And then the other one we got to check on is John, WUO. He was on generator last night as well. KE8WUO, I imagine you're still sleeping.
I just got a special weather statement for Papa, which is where I watch. So they're getting storms over there right now, I guess, and I look at the radar.
Yeah, I just turned it on. There's a little spot on the coast right there. But most of the next one is in Wisconsin. So, but you never know what's going to develop, you know, over Lake Michigan or Lake Wisconsin, whatever we're going to call it. All right. Sounds good, Wally. You're going to be on work duty today, or are you taking the day off like Sean did?
I figured he took the day off. I seen his light was out. I'm going to work. I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. I'll get out of there early, but I'm going to work, and if the weather is off, so I'll be available.
All right. I may drop down to the Clam and do some more wind link testing, you know, depending on how the day develops. We'll talk later. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir.
All right, have fun. Drive safe. W-A Victor Delta.
Hey, you can get one.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WDAKL on the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. MI5 Event 1, connected to UHF.
Event 1, test 1, 2.
Yeah, copy, Fred. WF5X.
All right, I'm just making sure the patch is up. All right, this is KDTF.
Hello. Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, D, located 13 Mile and Kelly.
I'm sorry, last station?
Lockdown,
from Macomb County. Go ahead, Macomb. This is a November 8th Whiskey Charlie, correction on it, November 8th Whiskey Oscar. Sorry about that, too many radios. NAWRO, November 8th Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Macomb's net started at 250. We are in condition green. I'll copy.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sir, Senator Moore remains in effect until 3:45 for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Genesee counties. At 3 p.m., Sir, thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Crossroads Village to near Swartz Creek to near Bancroft to Perry, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, Sir, thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Genesee. 8 to 6. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Tuscola County has been canceled. A thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened, therefore the warning has been canceled. Again, Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Tuscola County has been canceled. KTTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:15 p.m. for southern Shiawassee County. At 3:02 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Gaines to near Morris, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. 1502 KTX. This KTX tornado warning has been issued for Livingston County until 3:45 p.m. At 3:05, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Fowlerville, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning has been issued for Livingston County in southeastern Michigan until 3:45. This is KTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for southern San Luis and St. Clair counties. At 3:06, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Sandusky to near Peck, to near Yale, to near CAPAC, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for southern San Luis and St. Clair counties. This is KTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County will expire at 3:15. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warnings will be allowed to expire. KTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Shiawassee County will expire at 3:15. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. This is KTX. Tornado warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Livingston County. At 3:14, severe thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado were located near Fowlerville, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Livingston County. This is KTX 1650. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Genesee counties. At 3:15, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Hadley to near Ortonville to Oak Grove to Fowlerville, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Genesee counties. This is KTX. severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for southern, southeastern, excuse me, satellite and northeastern St. Clair counties. At 3:19 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Carsonville to Croswell to 7 miles west of Lakeport to near Emmett, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County in southeast Michigan until 4:15 p.m. At 3:18, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Ortonville to near Holly to near Oak Grove to near Howell, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County in southeastern Michigan until 4:15 p.m. This is KPTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw County until 4:30. At 3:25 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Heartland to near Howell to near Pickney to near Chelsea, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan until 4:30 p.m. Stay PTX.
Yeah,
Alpha. Tornado warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Livingston County. At 3:29, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Pinckney, moving southeast at 55 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning will remain in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Livingston County. This is KTTX. Tornado warning for northeastern Washtenaw County and southeastern Michigan until 4:15 p.m. At 3:32, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Hamburg or near Pinckney, moving southeast at 16 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning for northeastern Washtenaw County and southeastern Michigan until 4:15 p.m. break. Severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Tennessee counties is canceled. The storm prompt of the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore it's canceled. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Oakland, northern Livingston, and southern Tennessee counties is canceled. This is KTPX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for Oakland County. At 3:33 p.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Ortonville to near Clarkson to near Milford to near Hamburg, southeast at 40 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for Oakland County. National Weather Service Department Atlantic has issued northeastern Michigan until 4:15 p.m. At 3:35, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Milford, moving southeast at 55 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning for southern Oakland County in southeastern Michigan until 4:15 p.m. This is KBTX. Severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled for Bay, Tennessee, Lapeer, Saginaw, Samite, Shiawassee, and Tuscola. All the southern half of the CW8 is still into the watch. Again, severe thunderstorm watch for Bay, Tennessee, Lapeer, Saginaw, Samite, Shiawassee, and Tuscola has been cleared from the current watch. The rest of the watch is still valid for the lower half of the CW8. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for northeastern Washtenaw County. At 3:43 p.m., severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Dixboro or near Ann Arbor, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for northeastern Washtenaw County. Break. tornado warning for Livingston County will expire at 3:45 p.m. The tornado thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, hence it is allowed to expire. Again, tornado warning for Livingston County will expire at 3:45 p.m. This is KETX. Tornado thunderstorm warning for Wayne County in southeastern Michigan until 4:45 p.m. At 3:44, strong thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Clarkston to near West Bloomington to Sleen to near Saline, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Again, strong thunderstorm warning for Wayne County in southeastern Michigan until 4:45. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southern Oakland County. At 3:47, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Novi, moving southeast at 55 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southern Oakland County. This is KETX. Brief. Tornado warning for Wayne County in the southeastern Michigan until 4:30 p.m. At 3:47, through thunderstorms capable of producing multiple tornadoes were located along a line extending from near West Bloomfield to Dixboro to near Saline, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning for Wayne County in southeastern Michigan until 4:30 p.m.
Fox.
National Weather Service.
Right. This is actually Monroe County until 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Winds of 60 miles per hour. Hail of three-fourths of an inch. Which are both red or indicators. Again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning that's been issued for Monroe until 5 p.m.
Okay, the last year is on point. Try again. Okay, there's a station reading a statement off on the Flint channel. Try again.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Kilo Vector. I'm not sure if I'm reaching there too. Can I get a signal report?
Yeah, last station on Flint, you need to try another channel. National Weather Service Funding has issued tornado warning for eastern Lenawee County in southeastern Michigan until 4:45 p.m. At 3:53, thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Tecumseh, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning has been issued for eastern Lenawee County until 4:45. This is KETX, National Weather White Lakes. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southeastern Oakland County. At 3:56 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Southfield, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 for southeastern Oakland County. This is KETX. And tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 for Wayne County. At 3:57, severe thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes were located along a line extending from near Southfield to near Canton to near Milan, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Wayne County. This is KETX, National Weather Alert. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 for Wayne County at 3. Oh, same statement. There's the other statement. For Macomb, stand by for your warning. Tornado warning for southwestern Macomb County and southeastern Michigan until 4:45 p.m. At 3:59, Sir Thurston Cable, producing a tornado, was located over Birmingham or near Southfield, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning for southwestern Macomb County and southeastern Michigan until 4:45. This is KPTX.
KADTX from Macomb County.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Macomb County is switching to congestion spread at 4.
Copy, yes, you read 1601. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 p.m. for eastern Lenawee County. At 4:01 p.m., Sir Thunderstorm Cable, producing a tornado, was located over Tecumseh, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 for eastern Lenawee County. This is KPTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for Monroe County. At 4:02 p.m., the severe thunderstorm was located near Mabee or near Milan, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for Monroe County. Tornado warning for northeastern Washtenaw County is canceled. The tornado thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area, therefore has been canceled. Again, tornado warning for northeastern Washtenaw County is canceled. KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for southeastern Washtenaw County. At 4:06 p.m., severe thunderstorm is located near Milan, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Washtenaw County. This is KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Wayne County. At 4:08, Sir Thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes were located along a line extending from Detroit Zoo to near Romulus near Milan, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Wayne County. Tornado warning for southeastern Oakland County will expire at 4:15 p.m. The tornadic thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. Again, tornado warning for southeastern Oakland County will expire at 4:15 p.m. This is KPTX. Tornado warning for Monroe County and southeastern Michigan until 5 p.m. At 4:12, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Mabee or near Carlton, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning for Monroe County until 5 p.m. This is KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 p.m. for South Central Macomb. At 4:16 p.m., a thunderstorm capable producing a tornado was located near St. Clair Shores, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 for South Central Macomb County. Tornado warning for Eastern Lenawee County has been canceled. The tornado warning for Eastern Lenawee County is canceled. This is KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for northeastern Monroe County. At 4:27, Sir Thunderstorm Cable producing a tornado was located near Monroe, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. for northeastern Monroe County. This is KDTX. The tornado warning for Wayne County will expire at 4:30 p.m. The storms which prompted the warning moved out of the warned area, therefore it's being allowed to expire. Again, tornado warning for Wayne County will expire at 4:30. Tornado warning for South Central Macomb is canceled, but for the next thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Again, tornado warning for South Central Macomb County has been canceled. This is KE6.
KE8DTX from Macomb County.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Main 431, NAWRO.
Try that again, Macomb. You were missing from the beginning of it.
Dropping our net to condition green at 431, NAWRO.
Copy your net going to green at 1633. Thank you. 3rd thunderstorm warning for Wayne County has been canceled, and the 3rd thunderstorm warning for Monroe County has been canceled. This is KCTX. Tornado warning for northeastern Monroe County has been canceled. Again, tornado warning for northeastern Monroe County is canceled. This is KCTX. Macomb County from GTX.
No, sir, none.
All right, we've canceled the Earth Thunderstorm Watch number 648 for the rest of the CWA. Again, the Earth Thunderstorm Watch has been canceled for the CWA.
Yeah.
KDTX.
They were on 800, Micon. WFOX.
Yeah,
good. Well,
yeah,
turned up enough, thanks. KDTX. That's all right. You're leaving anyway. WF5X. Thanks, Freddy.
Node 503 disconnected. MI5 Event 1, disconnected.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. I'll be clear, but kind of listening. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, leave me into your radio check.
Who's the station calling?
This is CeeLo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, coming in for a radio check.
KE8FLY. Yeah, you're clear into the repeater. No problem. K8BB.
Copy K8BB. Thank you. I'll be calling in for a radio check. On a Baofeng UV3210-1. I am going to go 73. I was just going for a radio check. KE8FLY 73.
Okay.